This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston was confronted by Republican members of Congress Wednesday about immigration. The six-hour hearing included a tense exchange between Johnston and Colorado Representative Jeff Crank. It involved the transfer of undocumented criminals from Denver police to ICE. Last week, one of those exchanges ended with an ICE officer being assaulted.
Well, I'm going to sit down with the ICE officers and see if they're...
It's just common sense. You don't do a transfer in the middle of a parking lot when you can do it in a jail. It's common sense.
It's been common sense 1,226 times. It's worked, and so we're going to figure out what happened.
Mr. Mayor, is your highest priority as mayor the citizens, the safety of the citizens of Denver?
My priority as mayor is to protect public safety for all of our residents.
Johnston is limited by law on how local police can interact with ICE agents. The mayor defended the city's treatment of undocumented migrants.
We are each entitled to our own opinion about what should happen at the border, but that was not the question facing Denver. The question Denver faced was, what will you do with a mom and two kids dropped on the streets of our city with no warm clothes, no food, and no place to stay? As mayor, I have to protect the health and safety of everyone in our city. As a man of faith, I have a moral obligation to care for those in need. As scripture says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in." So that's what we did. In Denver, we believe our problems are solvable, and we are the ones to solve them. So we went to work.
Republicans threatened to take away funding from Denver if the city doesn't change its immigration policies. Also at the hearing were the mayors of New York, Chicago, and Boston. More than 200 workers are getting laid off from a semiconductor maker in Colorado Springs. The company, Microchip, got $90 million last year through the Biden administration's CHIPS Act. Now the company says it's concerned that CHIPS funding will be cut off in the new administration, and they're worried about the effects of new tariffs. 238 Coloradans and some 2,000 Microchip employees company-wide will lose their jobs. This is CPR News.